Chapter 4. The yellow blonde corn silk hair that in high school had fallen to his shoulders was now cut short, but otherwise he was still the 6'3" fit, well-dressed guy from high school who'd made Grace's heart beat a little faster. Vaughn and Ken shared a quick hug. Then he turned to Grace, his blue eyes filled with warmth.
Grace, I am so sorry. I came as soon as Jonathan emailed that Lisa asked for me. I had no idea. We were making an acquisition in Germany, and...
Vaughn embraced Grace. She closed her eyes and put her head on his broad shoulders. For an instant, she felt 17 again, and in his arms under the fairy lights at their high school prom. Grace could feel his warm chest and his breath in her hair, and it seemed like all would be okay. She was surprised that after all these years, there was still such an attraction. An airport vehicle honked, and Grace came to her senses. They weren't alone or in high school anymore. She took a step back and pulled Emma forward. "Where are my manners? Vaughn, this is my Emma." Emma shot her a look that said she was nobody's anything, but she politely shook Vaughn's hand. "Hello, nice to meet you." Vaughn also took a step back, shaking his head slowly.
"Such a gorgeous girl,"
he said, looking past her gel-spiked hair and smeared black eyeliner.
"Like her mother. Your mother is very beautiful, you know, Emma."
Grace could almost hear her daughter's unspoken comment to that. "Ew."
"Please come with me," Vaughn said. "I have a car to drop us off."
He pointed to a sleek black Escalade, and a uniformed driver leaped out to open the doors. Ken leaned over and whispered, "Nice touch." Grace wondered when the last time was that New London had seen a chauffeur. Vaughn must have booked the service through Green Bay. He always did know how to make the grand gesture, like when he'd brought her 3 dozen pink roses to match her rose.